And now for your real champion. I call this segment Denise Clofine, the miracle worker. We just lived through the nightmare of COVID. Well, at one time, polio was one of the most feared diseases in the U.S. First arrived in America in 1894 and reached epidemic status in New York City by 1916. That same year, Archbishop Edmund Prendergast founded the St. Edmund's Home for Children Affected by Polio. Built at 44th and Haverford Avenue in Philadelphia, the home was administered by the Sisters of Bon Secours, meaning good help, an order devoted to caring for the sick. It was established by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and it was the first Catholic home of its kind in America. Then the spread of this crippling disease was eradicated by the Salk vaccine, leading to a gradual change in the needs of the children whom St. Edmund's served. The children were relocated to a larger home in Rosemont in 1956. The spacious campus allowed for development of a multi-sensory environment and state-of-the-art facilities and equipment. In the past, children were mostly challenged by physical impairments, but today, St. Edmund's supports children with severe and profound intellectual as well as physical disabilities, and many have complex medical profiles. Their disabilities are so extensive that their families are no longer able to care for them at home. Most are in wheelchairs, many have cerebral palsy, 68% are sustained by enteral feedings, that's tube feedings, while others have reactive airways, osteoporosis, and seizures. The housing offers 24/7 nursing care, and many will require pervasive lifelong support. The home also provides occupational and physical therapy, speech, language, and hearing therapy, recreational, aquatic, and music therapy. I had the good fortune to learn about St. Edmund's Home from the administrator, Denise Clofine, who's been the angel in charge for more than 21 years. She was very excited when the opportunity came along because she was already drawn to serve in the field of intellectual disabilities almost 10 years before. In college, she had a dual major in special ed and elementary ed, then earned a Master of Education, and now serves as a member or sits on the board of several prominent associations related to special ed and intellectual disabilities. A classic servant leader, she directs and oversees all functions and operations of the home, but doesn't take any credit for her own strengths. Instead, she showers praises on the dedicated nurses, therapists, and direct support professionals, the DSPs, those who carefully and lovingly feed, bathe, change diapers, and meet each specific need of every child, and they range from children up to age 21. A DSP knows his or her child so well, they often realize a child is sick before the symptoms come. A lot of parents feel like the nurse is another member of their family, and for Denise, that's the greatest compliment she can hear. St. Edmund's is a Catholic home with a staff that's deeply committed and very spiritual, with members from many different faiths, and together, it brings out the best in all of us. Personally, I was overwhelmed by the extent of services listed on their website. Therapists work with vendors, hospitals, schools, and families. Speech therapy works on gestures, signals, language boards, and motor skills for feeding to improve food intake, things we take for granted. There's even a special seamstress who adapts the children's clothing to a wheelchair or a brace, each piece tailored for each special child. The ultimate goal of their holistic plan of care is to maximize the potential of each child. Denise and the staff are also proud of their open door policy to visit at any time and to make it possible to take their children home for a visit or a weekend. I asked Denise what lessons she has learned, and she replied, "I count my blessings every day. People get wrapped up in things that really don't matter. I have a daughter who just had a healthy baby girl. And while she was pregnant, people asked, 'Is it a boy or a girl?' And I just answered, 'I hope it's a baby who's healthy.'" Denise cherishes the love of her own daughter, but doesn't feel like she's the mother of an only child. She works every day with her other 44 children and considers her role a vocation, a calling to act as their mother too. Denise exudes kindness and warmth when she talks about St. Edmund's. As soon as we began to chat, I could hear her smile through the phone. I asked her to describe a typical day, and she said, there's never a typical day. I make a list before I go to work, and it always changes when I get there. It brought me to tears when she said, my reward includes the gifts of compassion, love, forgiveness, faith, and hope from these children who remind us that they are making our lives better and to be kind to one another. I feel very blessed and privileged. I go home each night knowing that we are truly making a difference in the lives of children with disabilities, and I'm humbled to work here. They say that St. Edmund's Home for Children is where miracles happen every day. I guess that makes Denise Clofine the miracle worker. We salute you, Denise Clofine, the staff, and the children at St. Edmund's Home. You're real champions.